a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. KSL News Time is now 6 o'clock. Today is Tuesday. It's the 28th day of September. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, smoky and 72 degrees.
Just a little bit heavy on a few traffic spots. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Our top story this hour, witnesses and police discovered a shooting victim in South Jordan last night while they were investigating a car crash.
We have an accident scene, but that's not where the shots took place.
This morning, investigators are trying to figure out who fired the shots. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live with more. Mary?
Amanda, police say a woman had been shot twice and was driving down 114 South and veered into the opposite lane. Darren King says his wife did the best thing she could as the car came toward her.
And my wife did a really good job of avoiding a worse collision. She had almost stopped completely before the car hit her head on. And so it was at an angle, and the QX80 is large, and it was a small Dodge that rammed into her.
She and the girls inside the car are okay. The other woman was taken to the hospital. Police need to talk to her. They think the shooting happened nearby. They're also looking for two people who witnesses say may have run from the vehicle. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
A Layton woman says the warrant for her arrest was the result of identity theft. KSL-TV's Ashley Moser reports it appears to have started with a traffic stop in April.
The arresting officer asked for the driver's identification.
What's your first name?
Charity.
Charity? Last name?
Castleberry.
But that answer is false, says the real Charity Castleberry, who feels the evidence is undeniable.
Her eye color's different than mine. She's missing all her teeth. I have all mine.
Body cam video from the April 22nd arrest in Ogden shows the officer taking a picture of Castleberry's file and comparing it to the woman.
So is this you? Because that don't look like you.
He second-guessed himself four times in the video.
How did this woman get her information? Castleberry says her ex-husband, who was also in the car, is behind it all.
A judge has dropped the warrant against the real Charity Castleberry, and the Weber County attorney says they'll be filing to dismiss the case.
KSL's top national stories this hour. Thousands of Americans are facing termination as workplace vaccine mandates go into effect.
A North Carolina healthcare system fired around 175 staff for being unvaccinated. United Airlines has a mandate that goes into effect in a matter of days. Now at least seven employees suing to block it from taking effect. And NBA star Kyrie Irving, noticeably not at his team's media day in Brooklyn Monday, ESPN reporting it was due to the city's COVID-19 protocols, Irving declining to discuss his vaccination status.
ABC's Alex Perchet says 77% of Americans have gotten at least one vaccine dose.
Shining a light on domestic violence.
In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
The death of Gabby Petito has brought domestic violence into the spotlight, along with the sad stories of missing and murdered women in Native American communities in Utah and across the country.
KSL News Radio's Dan Bomas begins our in-depth coverage, shining a light on domestic violence.
The Urban Indian Health Institute put Salt Lake City ninth on its list of cities with high numbers of victims, 24 by their count. Salt Lake City police dispute that, but they say the actual numbers have been underreported. Michelle Brown is an activist who's worked on this issue for years.
It's so essential because it really gives us the quantitative numbers that we need and really what the scope of the problem is to begin with.
A recent and more detailed report from the University of Wyoming also analyzed media coverage. Emily Grant is the lead author.
So we found that there are fewer articles that are even written about Indigenous victims. And then when there is an article that's written, they often contain negative character framing.
Utah State Representative Angela Romero chairs Utah's Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women Task Force, and she says families need to be heard.
They want to be acknowledged that someone in their family went missing or somebody in their family was murdered, even though that case is cold, and for them to be believed.
Dan Bomas, KSL News Radio.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.